Hi, this is a decision for May Carden, M-A-E-C-A-R-N-E-Y. May Carden, the date of birth is 3/26/93, date of accident 1/18/2022, date of service is 6/17/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation subsequent to an accident that happened on January 18, 2022. She was hit on a driver's side of another car. Her car was total in this accident. The other car had not stopped on a stop sign. As a result, she hit the other car on a driver's side. And it appears that she started having severe headaches, which are mostly in the left temple, associated with dizziness, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, fearful of the event, and nausea, which are associated with initially with a severe pain in the left side of the neck and left side of the lower back and both knees. Now, patient reports that her pain in the neck, mid-back are all gone. Headaches are also gone. And 50% improvement is listed by the patient. And the pain in the lower back is only 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. She's doing chiropractic and physical therapy, and there is a substantial improvement. The ADLs are also not reported affected at this time in any category. So in the system review, patient reports mild headaches that are less frequent and less intense, as well as they are not associated with any vision problem, dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, loss of memory, or any focus problem. There is no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has mild pain in the lower back, which is only 4, and along with stiffness in the lower back, and with slight difficulty walking, but not major. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain are reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, the patient reports 50% improvement in the pain level since the beginning of time, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. In current pain medication, patient is taking Tylenol, Ultran. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, patient reports that the radiation of pain to the left leg from lower back is much less frequent, headaches are much less, no pain in the neck is reported. And the MRI that were done does show the following findings, which is bulging disc at L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, L5, and L5S1, compressing the cecal sac. And in the area of left knee, there is a edema of the superior lateral aspect of half a sac pad with a possible patellar tendon lateral femoral trochlea impingement syndrome. And the patient has been advised that if her symptoms are not improved despite spine traction and knee braces and all that and physical therapy, she can qualify for an injection to the left knee as well as low lumbar epidural stride injection. Her left sacroiliac joint was found to be slightly tender with positive Faber test, Gonsling test, and a diagnostic injection times 2 here might bring some relief. She will continue physical therapy times 2, focusing on the lower back only, and she is placed on a light duty now, and transportation has been checked out, along with physical therapy and along with case workers. Thank you.